Corey, you got your phone on vibrate?
It's on silent, actually.
Turn the ringer off?
Just turn it off.
Obviously, played pretty well the first couple periods, especially the second period, finished really strong. What did you kind of overall see in that stretch in the third where things got away from you a little bit?
Yeah, it's too bad. This is, like, we left points on them out there tonight. It's, like you said, for 40 minutes, we left a lot of plays out there. We played the way we wanted to play. I thought we dictated a lot of the game. You know, it was unfortunate we only had one, but we didn't feel like we were giving up a whole lot. And just to come out the way we did in the third on just two egregious plays that, you know, we've kind of gotten away from, haven't been doing those types of things. And, you know, that was definitely a lack of attention to detail in the first, you know, 3 minutes, and it cost us. Can't do that against, well, you can't do it against anybody, but especially teams of that caliber. And so it was unfortunate. We get one back, and we're pushing, and then to give one up another a minute later again on another, you know, watch the tape, and players will be sitting there going, why'd I do that? So it's unfortunate because you have won one, you know, game at home, and building was vibrant, and things were going well, and to do what we did was, it's too bad.
Some of the different few games this year, we probably left some points on the board as far as playing really well for long stretches, and then could be a little lapse here and there with some mental things. That just
it's unfortunate because you play 55 minutes of, you know, solid hockey, and every time we make a mistake, it is ending up in our net, and it's too bad, because you know, I didn't want to sit here and say we deserve better, but in the end we didn't, because a couple of mistakes we made, and you know, they capitalized.
Yeah, they had Kucherov. It looked like he went down initially, but
yeah, I don't know. You guys saw what happened, so I don't have an update on him. He's hopefully he's going to be okay. You know, obviously he's a huge part of our team.
With how the season has gone so far, do you get a sense that the players are getting a little frustrated at times, or do you feel as though they're still sticking to the process and getting things?
No, I don't think that at all. I think you're talking to me 5 minutes after a game, and yeah, I'm pissed. You know, if I do this press conference in an hour from now, maybe I'll be, you know, come down a little bit. But you get, like, we're playing well. And it's unfortunate that, you know, a couple little things happen and it's going, and we can't hang our head about that. We just gotta, you know, it's either we've gotta just weed that out of our game. And you know, there's no quitting the guys. They're gaming stuff out. It was just, you know, those plays, you know, one ended up being a turnover and one was kind of cheating on a forecheck, and that was it. And to get points in this league, you got to do that for 60. You can't do it for 58.
I said, lead up these guys last time in their building. Obviously, this was a close game up until the end there. Just what overall did you sense you get from this play? They're probably one of the best.
I know, they're even games. Yeah. That's it. They're even games. There's can't leave the game and say, oh, you know, you look at the score and go 5-2. It wasn't 5-2 game, but it is 5-2, and they got 2 points. We didn't get anything out of it, and we've got to, you know, we're getting to the finish line. We just got to get ourselves over it.
John, do you have any concerns over Andre's play in terms of some of the goals that are getting past him?
Vassy's during this last little stretch here has been outstanding.
Yeah.
So I don't, to tonight, and I'll have to look more. You know, they go in the net, and I'm not judging. I'm judging a lot of other things, not a goaltender. So I'll, when I look at some of these goals, but just I'm looking at, by the time the puck gets there, why did it get to that? And that's where there's been a few miscues.
Game two of the year, the general message was played well but made fixable mistakes, and we're now on game 31. does it, at what point does it start?
Did you go through the game two? That was it? Who did we play?
Florida.
What was the score?
4-3. And you stood there in that hallway outside and
not
said
bad.
There were
just
some
checking.
Fixable mistakes was the phrase. And, you know, we're still looking at fixable
mistakes.
Let's
be honest here. The boys are playing pretty well. And there's games when you get away with it because, you know, pucks went in for you, but you didn't play that well. We're playing well. We made some errors here, and you are going to make errors in a game. There, if you go and, I don't know, talk to their coach is probably sitting there saying, wow, our goalie made some big-time saves for us at some big moments because we made some errors. So it happens in a game. It's who capitalizes more, and they did it tonight.
Thank you.